This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a small California town on the way to Yosemite National Park is feeling the effects of a giant rock slide. Tourism is down, and the locals are wondering if anyone can help stop the onslaught of rocks.
First, we've got another report in our coverage of Mexico's presidential election, and the subject this time, young voters. To remind you, the conservative candidate is Felipe Calderón. The leftist is Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Those are the two main candidates, and the race is very close. 6 years ago, young people helped elect President Vicente Fox. They gave him 60% of the vote. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City on this year's campaign.
The sons and daughters of Mexico City's elite sip mezcal at a garden party in the exclusive Lomas de Chapultepec neighborhood. 23-year-old Alfonso Perez studies finance at one of the nation's few private universities. Mexico holds presidential elections every 6 years, and for Perez and 7 million more young Mexicans, it's the first chance they have had to pick their leader. Perez is voting for Felipe Calderón, the candidate for Fox's conservative National Action Party.
Calderón gets my vote because his proposals will provide continuity to the projects that were begun in these past 6 years. And Calderón's platform fits with the ideas that attract foreign investors to Mexico.
Calderón is accusing his rival, leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador, of being a big spending populist who could ruin Mexico's economy. At another event sponsored by the youth group backing López Obrador, several hundred youths gather beneath Mexico City's Monument of the Revolution. They listen to DJs on a hot Saturday afternoon, dance, and hang out under the trees. 22-year-old Nadia thinks things have been getting worse under Fox. She says Mexico needs a leftist president who will do something about the widespread inequality here.
Go into a mall and there are people buying clothes that cost $500, while there are other people that I don't think make that much in a year.
While both campaigns are making an effort to capture Mexico's youth vote, the 43-year-old Calderón appears to be leading. Among 18 to 29-year-olds, Calderón is 5 points above López Obrador, according to the latest Mitofsky poll. He compares himself to Mexico's star young soccer players. He launched a line of clothes and accessories, and he makes ads like this one.
En México somos muy distintos unos de los otros,
pero hay muchas cosas que nos unen.
A cast of smiling, confident young Mexicans says that Calderón will create well-paying jobs in Mexico. For this reason, I vote for jobs, they say.
Felipe Calderón, presidente del empleo.
Calderón es la neta.
More than 1 million youths join the workforce every year, and Mexico's economy can't fit them in. Less than a fifth of Mexicans get the chance to go to college. Of those who do, many can't find work in their chosen fields. Mexico's young made up the vast majority of the 5 million that migrated to the U.S. in the last decade. Mexico City-based pollster Daniel Lund.
If these people are thinking about the future, they're thinking about an educational system which undereducates them. They're thinking about an economy that does not provide much hope. Whatever it is they're going to look for is going to be the candidate who can get things moving, the economy moving, or create jobs. So it's no accident that both Felipe Calderón and López Obrador talk about jobs.
Calderón offers to boost jobs by following the same free market reforms as Fox and his predecessors did for the past 20 years. Meanwhile, López Obrador is offering a new deal to Mexico's poor. He promises to launch nationwide public works projects and subsidize the poorest families. In the latest polls, López Obrador regained a slight lead among the general population. Around 15% of voters are still undecided, though. 25-year-old Luis Galeano is among them. A photographer and web designer, he can find only temporary work. He doesn't think any of the major candidates deserves his vote.
For me, it's kind of pointless to vote for any of them. To begin with, they don't really represent or care about people's interests. And half of them are, you know, like, well-known corrupted politicians.
The perception of entrenched corruption has disenchanted many young Mexicans. Whichever candidate can overcome that distrust has the best chance of winning their vote. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.